Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The Swine Health Information Center has once again updated its diagnostic assay catalog. First of all, what is the diagnostic assay catalog? What information does it contain? And by whom and how is it used?
One of the missions of the Swine Health Information Center is to make sure that we use targeted research to ensure that we have the tools available and tools needed to be able to detect emerging diseases. Our example was the 2013 outbreak of porcine epidemic diarrhea, PED. At that point, we didn't have a good diagnostic capability to be able to detect PED. Thankfully, that was a graduate student project, that there was a PCR available in a diagnostic lab on a shelf that had happened to be available. So one of the missions, one of the focuses for the Swine Health Information Center is to make sure that we're not caught surprised again. And that's the effort behind this diagnostic catalog. The center has done a lot of research, a lot of support for different research to make sure that we have diagnostic tools available for things that wouldn't otherwise be available. And the catalog is a compilation of those tools. It gives the diagnosticians in the different veterinary diagnostic labs in the state and federal animal health official diagnostic labs as well, a one-stop resource for the different tools that are available, whether they be ELISAs to detect antibodies or PCRs to detect antigen. It gives a catalog of who they can contact for a specific test if they suspect something new, something different, and also some details about the specificity of the virus of those tests themselves. So it gives details about the test itself, as well as contacts for people to be able to access those. We don't make these kits available across the country to all diagnostic labs. That would be a project that is outside of the scope. So what we've done is we've focused on who has the diagnostic test and make sure that the other diagnostic labs know that they can go to that as a resource for that diagnostic test if they suspect that they have something that they want to look farther and deeper into.
What role does this catalog play in the preparedness and readiness for possible new or emerging production diseases? How important is that role, and what are the factors there?
I believe, in my opinion, this is a very important tool and resource that our diagnostic labs have at their availability. All the North American, any diagnostic lab, this is open information. So for example, I'll just give you an example, Bruce. If there's an outbreak of something on a farm, and there are tissues and samples that are sent into a diagnostic lab. The diagnostician looks at it and says, you know, I'm not so sure that I've seen this before. All our other tests are turning out negative. This seems to be something new. Maybe it's, for example, let's just take a list from directly from the diagnostic catalog. Maybe I suspect it's Geta virus. Maybe I suspect it's Japanese encephalitis virus or meningococcal virus or sapilovirus or encephalomyocarditis or Ebola. A long list of those things that aren't on the usual shelf for a diagnostic lab to have sitting there waiting for them to do those tests. The diagnostic catalog gives that diagnostician the resources to be able to access that test, that if he thinks this looks like Japanese encephalitis, he has the resource to go directly to a PCR test that can help him see if his intuition is correct and if his suspicion is correct. That's the type of thing that we're trying to do here, to make sure that we have those resources available quickly for diagnosticians as they may have questions about whether an emerging disease, something new is happening.
How can this tool be accessed?
What we've done is we have distributed it to all of the veterinary diagnostic labs that are part of the American Association of Veterinary Diagnosticians. It's available on our swinehealth.org website as well. So it is publicly available. Any diagnostic lab, any diagnostician that isn't part of AAVLD, the American Association of Veterinary Laboratory Diagnosticians, doesn't have access to this, can find it on our website. They can send me an email and ask for it. It's publicly available. We want this thing as distributed as widely as possible, because this effort to ensure that we don't let something emerging go undetected is a global industry concern.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think this whole issue about a diagnostic catalog and the availability of these tests, Bruce, is a good example of the work that the center has done to do the research and provide the answers and then get that out there. There's a lot of research that's happened, even in my experience over my career. A lot of different diagnostic tests have been developed. A lot of research has happened. And one of the things that has been a barrier, been a hindrance, and been a failure of some of that research is that it's good stuff, and there's good information, and there's good results. But we have failed at sometimes to let people know about it. And that's what this diagnostic catalog is, to ensure that anything that the center has developed is known and is available. And we're doing our best to make sure that people know about it so they can use it should they have a need.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.